Arizona Chamber of Commerce CEO Glenn Hammer says nobody in the business community is going to miss the president's 2 a.m. tweets or escalating tariff wars on trade partners. He's also hoping for a return to bipartisan governance, saying Congress should finally come together and get Americans another COVID relief package.
I would expect we would see something pretty significant in late January, early February. And I also believe the road is paved for a very big infrastructure package that would have bipartisan support and could address big things for Arizona.
The chamber says it still believes Republicans should retain control of the Senate to ostensibly force both parties into finding bipartisan solutions to the nation's economic problems. Scott Bork, KJZZ News, Phoenix.
Under President Trump, the North American Free Trade Agreement was replaced by the U.S.-Mexico-Canada Agreement, or the USMCA. Trump criticized NAFTA as a bad deal for the U.S., and while many of his opinions have drawn criticism from the left, the USMCA brought a rare moment of agreement. Now the new trade deal will carry on under a Biden administration, leaving some to wonder about the future of the USMCA. And this question comes at a unique time for Arizona's economic interests. Voters have just approved a tax on the wealthiest Arizonans to fund public schools. The business community opposed the measure, warning that it would slow the rapid growth here. Glenn Hammer is the president and CEO of the Arizona Chamber of Commerce, and he joins us now to talk more about all of this. Good morning, Glenn.
Good morning. Thanks for having me on the show.
Thanks for coming on. I want to start with the USMCA here. Do you anticipate any changes in policy or approach to our trade deals from a Biden administration as opposed to what we've seen from President Trump?
I do, but I believe that the U.S.-Mexico-Canada agreement is completely secure. We need to remember that this agreement passed with a higher percentage of votes than any trade agreement in our nation's history, except for our very first with the state of Israel. Our entire Arizona congressional delegation supported it, from Paul Gosar to Raul Grijalva and both of our United States senators. Where I think that there will be a change, and this could be a positive thing, it will be a positive thing, I don't believe we're ever going to see in a Biden administration the threat of tariffs on our allies like Mexico and Canada. And for a state like Arizona that relies heavily on those two nations for our trade, that's going to be a positive.
Are there aspects going forward? I wanted to bring up also the border wall. We've had you on many times in the past couple of years to talk about, you know, the threats from the White House of potentially closing the border with Mexico, et cetera, and the effects that that could have on Arizona's economy. How do you specifically anticipate the Biden administration approaching these kind of cross-border relations, especially economically?
Well, one thing that we need to figure out is how to, and I understand we're at a point where the infection rates are going up all over the country, but we need to figure out a way to get our borders up with our friends, allies, and North American neighbors, Canada and Mexico. And what I mean by that is, you know, for our friends from Canada, there's got to be a way safely where we could have snowbirds come from Canada and enjoy the terrific Arizona winter. And we know that in terms of Mexico, so many of these communities are integrated and have really been devastated by the border closures. And we need to figure out a safe way where, you know, borders can be open, Nogales, for example, for tourism and other types of things. Again, I understand that we need to have the right safety protocols in place, but I do believe that that there is an opportunity to safely reopen our borders with our largest trading partners.
Glenn, certainly President Trump's rhetoric has bothered folks on both sides of the aisle at various points. And I'm wondering, with just the idea that a President Biden is going to speak a little bit differently, kind of a two-part question. Have you noticed that President Trump's policies outside of his rhetoric have actually affected how Arizona has been able to get things done with Mexico and Canada? And again, do you expect with a President Biden not saying things like that, the perception might just be better?
Well, the perception probably will be better, certainly with Mexico. But with that said, in terms of the policy itself, Ambassador Lighthizer deserves a Nobel Peace Prize or some sort of recognition, seriously, for what he negotiated with Mexico and Canada. And the fact that many Democrats in the United States Congress said he was their favorite Republican in the administration. So in terms of the policies themselves on trade, particularly with respect to the USMCA, the way we look at it, this is probably the best trade agreement the United States has ever negotiated. It has updated or new sections on intellectual property, on e-commerce. It has a whole variety of things that are going to be very beneficial to Arizona and the United States. I mean, I'm extremely excited when you think about e-commerce. Here we are in the Phoenix metro area with something called SkyBridge, where, you know, what was established was the only place in the country where you could ship stuff by air, clearing customs from the United States and Mexico, and then basically with one click, get these goods anywhere into Mexico. That could be explosive for Arizona's economy going forward. So I'm very, very bullish that the next administration will expand on the concrete good work of this current administration and further cement our trade ties with Mexico and Canada.
Real quickly, Glenn, I want to ask you before we let you go about Invest in Ed. The chamber obviously opposed this measure. The voters approved it on Election Day. What effect are you anticipating this having on Arizona's economy? How do you want to go forward and work together?
Well, it's going to have a negative effect. I mean, there's a reason why every major trade and chamber and small business group opposed this, as did the dean of the economic delegation, Elliot Pollack, and great economist Jim Rounds. It's a question of competitiveness. I mean, Colorado just cut their top income tax rate, Colorado, to 4.55 for corporations, small businesses, and individuals. Utah's at 4.95, New Mexico's at 4.9, Nevada's at zero. And even states that we attract a lot of people from, like Illinois, rejected an income tax increase. So they remain at 4.95. This is a tax on small business. At least half the filers are small businesses. We're going to have to act swiftly and within the constraints of what we have here called the Voter Protection Act to make sure that the impact to Arizona's economy is mitigated. But I can't stress enough, this is going to leave a mark. And, you know, we're going to have to brace for impact. Even California rejected two proposals to increase taxes and actually passed a very good independent contractor law that's very beneficial for the sharing economy. Mm-hmm. So I am confident we'll figure out some good ways to go forward. We understand that there's a continued appetite, which we share, by the way, to invest more in education. We have been supporting, mm-hmm. We supported the 20% by 2020 pay raise. We've supported putting the additional assistance dollars back to where they were. That's about $1 billion a year in K through 12. But we've been able to do that because we've had a very healthy economy. Mm-hmm. And I can tell you right now, this jeopardizes Arizona's great growth machine, and we're going to have to deal with it.
We'll have to leave it there. That is Glenn Hammer, President and CEO of the Arizona Chamber of Commerce. Glenn, thank you so much for coming on this morning.
Thank you.